25% of us, and we believe this number is much higher,
yeah,
believe
higher.
That a dead loved one is communicating or guiding, help guide you through life. And I was telling the story about my next door neighbors who, they were older than us, but they're horse people. And so we were spent a lot of time together all the time. And we're very good friends. And after he passed, his wife was finding these heads up dimes in the most unusual places. And then I found a few of them. And just the other day, found another one in my feed shed where I keep my hay and stuff for my horse.
You don't keep change on you.
I never, ever carry change. Ever.
And you're the only one back there.
So how would it have gotten in there? First of all, get in there and then get under the hay.
I don't know.
It's just bizarre. So, yeah, it's just... What's happened to you? Tell us.
It's happened to my mom several times, okay. And it kind of just gives you the chills, you know?
Yeah.
And it's about the dime conversation. I had never heard about the dime being a sign, and my stepdad actually passed away at the beginning of January. And, you know, when something like that happens and you're trying to get your home prepared because you know a lot of people are going to be in and out, one of the things that some of me and my friends did for my mom was clean her house from front to back and make sure everything was organized and in its place.
Yeah.
So we did her bedroom and, you know, cleaned it top to bottom, everything, washed the sheets, took the sheets off, put new bedding on, the whole nine yards. Like, the night that my stepdad died, my mom got up the next morning and she was like, something was bothering her on her hip. So she just kind of like brushed her hand and a dime was stuck to her skin.
Oh, my.
And there was no possible way that there could have been anything like that because we had taken the bedding off, washed it, you know, even found new sheets that were still in the package to put on the bed.
Gosh.
And there was a dime on her.
Crazy. That and cardinal birds. People are calling about seeing the cardinals.
It's just wow.
I think it's more than 25%.
I do too.
Everything Country 94.7 KTTS.
Craziest thing was my neighbor passed away. This has been years ago. And his widow then would find these heads up dimes in the most unusual and bizarre places. Like, how did that even get there? And then I found several of them. And then just the other day in my hay shed where I keep my hay and my grain for my horse, I was cleaning the hay off the loose hay off the floor. And what looks up at me?
A dime.
A heads up dime. And I never carry change.
It's so bizarre. There were leaves on my porch day before yesterday, I told you. Yeah. And I was sweeping them off, and there goes a dime. Nobody uses our front door. How is it there?
Well, and we looked it up, and supposedly when you find, and they're heads up dimes, it's just someone who's passed letting you know that everything's fine, everything's okay, kind of a hi.
Let you know everything's all right.
Yeah, everything's all right. They said they did this survey and they found out that a fourth of us believe that somebody who's passed on is guiding us, help guide us through our lives.
With the phone calls we've taken this morning, it's got to be way more.
Yeah, I think it might be a few more than that for sure. All right, what'd you have happen now?
Good morning. So my daughter, who's going to be 15 in June, when she was probably about, I don't know, four, like when they first start riding, you know, they write their E's with the gazillion lines on them and stuff.
Right, right.
She woke me up and asked me for a piece of paper and a pen, and I told her where it was. And later on in the day, I'm cleaning the kitchen, and there's this piece of paper folded up on the stove. And I was like, oh, well, that's not safe. And I opened it up, and she had written my grandfather's first and last name. And I'm shaking. And she didn't know him. He passed away probably about 6 years before he was born.
And she wrote down his name?
Wow.
Yeah. His first and last name, letter for letter. I used to catch her in the living room having, like, conversations with herself, and I really believe that it was him.
Wow. That's neat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That one's not creepy.
No,
I feel good about that one.
Yeah.
She said the grandpa's last name was so crazy,
would never know
how to spell it.
Yeah.
Wow, great stories this morning.
There's some comfort there.